Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover. John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Halfway home with you here on a Monday night on the John Chuckery Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and on the Radio.com app. Hanging out with you for another couple of hours, 404-741-0929. That is the phone line. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Follow us on social media. It's at 92.9 The Game, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We have our best NFL team. Take a look-see, leave us a comment about Jarvis's team and my team. We'll talk a little bit about that later on in the show. Our social media pages are the best way to interact with us. Follow me at JMCH316, at JMCH316. All your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. He is back in Midtown producing the show behind the glass at JarvisD90, at JarvisD90. This is our nightly look at all things Atlanta Falcons. So Arthur Blank commenting about what he thinks the NFL season could potentially look like this year had this to say in an interview with Peter King. Quote, I could easily see camps being shorter, players being tested on a daily basis, things of that nature. No fan attendance, things like that. He believes that preseason play could be limited, but is cautiously optimistic about getting a 16 regular season game in. If I had to speculate now, and I use the word speculate because that's really all it is, I would say yes to 16 games, only because it's so far away from where we are today. Now, he does think that the NFL continue to play is important to the national psyche of the country, saying, I do think we need football now. It's hard to turn on any device you have today, almost any site, television, PC, laptops, phones, without the first thing popping up being something on the virus. And that's appropriate. However, I also think that people want a diversion. People want to be optimistic. People want to think about things that are really good times for themselves and their families and their loved ones and their communities. I think to have that kind of hope and aspiration mixed in your daily life is important. The league plans to continue with the NFL draft scheduled for later this month, but has opted to hold the event in a studio with no audience as opposed to holding it in an arena. Now, there was some scuttlebutt over the weekend that there were some NFL coaches and GMs that were putting out the idea that the NFL season could only be 14 games this year. Now, remember, the NFL was looking at trying to do a 17-game season, not for this year, but next year, and at least this year have an expanded playoffs to it. But obviously, a lot of that is, you know, potentially up for change, given all the things going on in the world. I think the NFL will give up a lot of preseason and camp before they'll give up regular season games. And you call me cynical about these things and, you know, anti, you know, what Herb Street and some of these guys say, but I really do believe that they're going to get football in. I just think that when you talk about the money that's involved, it's just so enormous. The idea of even shortening a regular season in the NFL is a big chunk. And look, players giving up salary, because part of it will have to be obviously a prorated type of salary if you're only talking about playing 14 games and things like that. So I have a hard time believing everybody will agree to shortening up the season. I understand anything is possible, okay? But I really find it hard to believe that the NFL and the Players Association wants to shorten up the season or is willing to do that. And look, if you can play 14 games, they can figure out how to play 16 games. Maybe the expanded playoff thing goes away until next year, but I just can't imagine them not playing at least 16 games. You know, it's one thing when players are on strike and things like that and you don't have the ability to have guys, and even then, you know, they played four games with scab players. Okay? The NFL was, and the owners were not going to miss a beat, man. Even with no players available, not because of viruses, because they would not go past the picket line. And even after all, you still had four games that counted towards your regular season schedule because they were not going to just sacrifice all of the NFL. So this is an interesting story. A guy who just can't help himself, right? On Instagram Live, former Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown decided to go after Julio Jones for what reason, I don't really know. He took a shot at Julio, which by all accounts is only known to Brown why he did it. He said, quote, "Tell Julio to look up the stats. I got more touchdowns than Julio had in the past 5 years, and I took a year off. Don't really know what motivated all of that. Maybe he's kind of ticked off because he can't be in the same division as Julio. And this coming off of, we talked about last week, Bruce Arians saying that when talking about bringing Antonio Brown to their team, it's not going to happen. There's no room and probably not enough money, but it's not going to happen. It's not a fit here. I just know him, and it's not a fit in our locker room. So after being turned down to play within the same division as Julio Jones, and look, obviously those two guys for a few years were looked at as the top two wide receivers in the NFL. But with all due respect to Antonio Brown, as great as his numbers were, I still want Julio Jones because guess what? He's on my football team, and Antonio Brown's not on your favorite football team. Unless maybe the XFL is one of your favorite teams, then maybe there's a potential for him to be a part of all of that and join them there. All right, so we talked about this at the beginning of the show. So Nate Davis from USA Today has put out his latest mock draft, and he's another one of these guys that believes that the Falcons are going to move down in the draft. He has the Falcons trading with the Philadelphia Eagles, where the Eagles would move up to that 16 spot where the Falcons would where the Falcons are picking, and the Falcons would move back to the 20. Now, he doesn't have all the other details about other picks, but this is just a first-round draft. So he brings Philadelphia up to a number 16, and in a trade with the Atlanta Falcons, they draft Henry Ruggs out of Alabama. And a team that needs some skill position people, that doesn't have a lot at wide receiver, Aguilar's gone, DeSean Jackson, Alshon Jeffrey, they're getting older, not as reliable. Listen, Ruggs is a beast. No question about it that he is an absolute beast at wide receiver. And a lot of people are starting to say that once Jerry Jeudy goes off the board, Ruggs is the guy that teams are really looking at hard. And that includes, you know, CeeCee Lamb and everybody else that's in this draft. You know, the Michael Pittmans of the world, there's a lot of really good wide receivers to be had, but a lot of people are really starting to like what Henry Ruggs brings to the table. So just to give you some perspective as well, they put the Cowboys at 17 with Calavon Chase on, a guy that's been very much linked to the Atlanta Falcons. Justin Jefferson out of LSU to the Dolphins at 18. Ross Blacklock out of TCU, the big defensive tackle. A lot of guys like him as well going to the Raiders in a trade with the Bears. He's got a lot of trades in this draft. Jaguars get the Rams pick. They take Austin Jackson out of Southern Cal. Then at 21, in a trade with the Eagles, the Falcons, he's got them taking Xavier McKinney, safety out of Alabama. Atlanta could use help at safety, where Keanu Neal is trying to return from another injury and linebacker, and McKinney should be able to help in either area depending on down and distance. Okay, here's what I'll say. Whew. I mean, I get Isaiah Simmons that can play safety, but is really more of a linebacker by trade. This is a guy who's a safety by trade moving down linebacker. I know the Falcons need help at linebacker. Again, I'll say it like this. And I was not enamored by the Keanu Neal pick. It sort of worked out. He hasn't played the last 2 years, so you know he's most likely probably not going to get a second contract with this team. But, boy, I don't know. Safety? I mean, if you told me corner, legitimate linebacker. And, by the way, he has in his mock, does Nate Davis, that the Vikings at the very next pick in a trade from with the Buffalo Bills take Epiniza out of Iowa, the defensive end. Hard for me to imagine that, let's say they've gone past Chase Young and everybody else and a lot of those guys are not there, and they do trade back, and let's say for craps and giggles that he is there, that AJ's there for them. I'm not enamored by AJ, but I'd be less enamored with a safety than with at least having another defensive end that even if he is a spot starter, and I know to say the number 21 or 22 pick is a spot starter, but here's the reality. Tack probably gets hurt and misses a few games, so he can start there. Maybe Tack doesn't perform and you need a guy like that. You're going to rotate your defensive ends. So there would certainly be plenty of playing time for AJ in this defense. So if you're telling me that legitimately he was there, or Kenneth Murray, who he has going at 23 to the Patriots, you're telling me that they take safety over a defensive end to sack the quarterback or a linebacker who can get all over the field. I'm not buying it. And this maybe is one of those situations where, as close as we are to the situation and know what the gaping wounds and holes are, while it sounds nice to say about Neal or, bringing a safety down to play linebacker, that all sounds nice. But I think the reality of what this team desperately needs, and those two guys would be there, like two of your most glaring weaknesses that you have, you know, along with corner, pass rush, corner, linebacker, you know, you're desperate there. And you're telling me you take a safety that maybe kind of can play some linebacker. Yeah, that to me would be a bad first round draft pick. But I guess anything's possible in the NFL draft. So, and these guys get paid lots of money. Nate Davis, I'm sure, makes a lot of money to put together these mock drafts. And maybe that's the whole idea, is create controversy and create some dialogue and create some talk for all of this kind of stuff. So, I don't know. I don't agree with that. And I really do hope, and we'll talk about it again a little bit later on tonight, I really do hope the Falcons are not in the business of moving back. To me, this is not the year where the Falcons need to start talking about being the first time ever in Thomas Dimitrov's reign as GM to step back and start trading backward and accumulating picks. Not what I want for all of it. So, but we shall see. That's the intrigue of the NFL draft. And as the great Roddy Piper once said, as we lead into WrestleMania this week, just when you think you have the answers, I change the questions. All right, coming up next, it's That's Life. Things that I take for granted that I'm really missing. And the stock market did well today, but my portfolio didn't look so good. We'll have some fun next on That's Life. Chuck, we're hanging out with you here on a Monday night, Sports Radio, Nights on the Game, and on the Radio.com app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to the John Chuck Re Show. Hanging out with you on a Monday night, 9:22. Hanging out from parts unknown. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-741-0929. That is the phone line. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Don't forget to download the Radio.com app. That way you can catch us anywhere on the go. Put that on one of your smart devices. best way to be a part of our show is always through our personal Twitter handles. You can catch me at JMCH316, at JMCH316. He is at Jarvis D90. By the way, I do want to mention, Atlanta sports fans, many of your neighborhood businesses are still open to help deliver services in need, from takeout food to delivery and more. The following are a few restaurants that are offering pickup and delivery options: Bell Street Burritos, Buckhead Pizza Company, Liberty Pizza in Marietta. To see the full list in your neighborhood or to add to our list, go to 929thegame.com/lovelocalatlanta. Very cool thing to help and be a part of, and you know, support all the local businesses, and especially these restaurants and bars that are having a tough time right now trying to navigate waters you know, that are uncharted territory for a lot of us. So speaking of that, you know, it's kind of funny how, you know, when I get my daughter nowadays and we have to try to figure out what dinner is, it's not even so much about where to go eat, it's about where we're going to eat. And what I mean by where we're going to eat is physically where we're going to eat. Is it going to be in the car? You know, the other night we went to a park. Now, you couldn't even go to the, like, a pavilion with the picnic benches and all that kind of stuff. They had some benches, like, around the outside of the playground area, which was all closed off. But we got some Mexican food, and her and I just went to the park and sat on a bench and just kind of ate dinner there. Now you're saying, well, why didn't you go back to your place? Well, one is I wasn't going back to my place. I was taking her out to her mom's place. So we were kind of, you know, eating dinner and then going to go take her home from there. So trying to find somewhere in between or whatever like that. So we just we went to one of the local parks in Cherokee County and just hung out there. And there were some other people there, you know, racing like motor cars, like those remote control cars and stuff like that. And we just hang out and ate Mexican food. And that's kind of the way of the world right now, right? You know, drive through, go pick up, things like that. And, you know, do what you can. I know, you know, for a lot of people it's tough right now because you're out of work and things like that. But if you can, you know, support the local businesses and restaurants especially, you know, it's a tough time for all of them. But it is kind of strange where you're trying to figure out where to go eat. And I don't mean like what restaurant you want to eat at, like physically where am I going to eat, without having to go back home or something like that for all of it. So, tough times that we're living in. Now, one of the things that I really need right now, and you talk about things that you're taking for granted right now, I can tell you right now the number one thing I'm taking for granted is the ability to go get a haircut. Now, if we go way, way back, this would have been Jarvis, probably 94 to 95, certainly 94. I'm trying to remember if it bled too much into 95. Yeah, I think it did bleed into 95. But, you know, Jarvis, I had the ponytail rocking. So imagine kind of the slick back look and everything that I have. Oh, yeah. Obviously a lot more hair back then. You know, it was a lot thicker up on top and everything like that. But imagine that kind of Steven Seagal, Jean-Claude Van Damme, pulled back hair with the ponytail going. That was Chuckery. And Randy and I used to talk about this. It's 9:30 at night, so we can say this. Jarvis, I got a lot of leg with that ponytail. That was a good thing to have, man. Back in those days, when every Southern trial lawyer had a ponytail going, right? Guys like Southside Steve and everything, you know. It was good times. There was a lot of good times at Houlihan's and on Ashford Dunwoody. You know, a lot of good times in Buckhead and things like that. So yeah, the ponytail. Yeah, what was the in the Ocean's 13 movie where he said the nose worked or whatever? Yeah, the ponytail worked. It was good times. But I'm more worried about the fact that I may have to go back to the ponytail look, because I got to figure out how to get a haircut. Now, I haven't gotten into all of this, but I do know somebody that, you know, I know quite well that is somebody who could cut my hair and stuff like that. But there's been some change in circumstances and stuff along with that I don't know if I'm ready yet to go over and get the haircut and things like that, you know, or just kind of let things lie. But it may have to be one of those situations where I have to use my sources and my resources and go get my haircut. I can tell you what I'm not going to do. And Sophia Choi, who we had on Friday night, tweeted this out, Jarvis. She cut her own hair. Now, they have those stupid, you know, electrical cutters that you, like, put your hair in and it trims everything or whatever like that. I'm not going to get that desperate that I'm going to cut my own hair. I'll figure out somebody on the side or something like that. Like I said, I do have a hairstylist connection that I can go get it done and everything like that. But that's the one thing that I'm taking for granted right now is the fact that, wow, with the weather getting up into the 80s. And by the way, the pollen, how ridiculous is the pollen over the last few days? Man, 8,000 again yesterday, 6,000 over the weekend. You know, I went and got my car washed because it was a mess on Saturday. And Sunday, you would have never known that it even got washed. I mean, washed from head to toe, got it all scrubbed and cleaned up and brushed and waxed and looking good. And then 10 o'clock the next morning, it looked like it had just been sitting in an empty parking lot under pine trees for the last 6 weeks. But I need that haircut. And I'm that's one thing I'm definitely missing right now is the ability to go get a haircut. And honestly, to impulse buy. You know, I'm one of those people that if I need something, here's the thing. And somebody was telling me that Amazon has shut down non-essential deliveries. I don't know if that's correct or not. I don't use Amazon, so you can fill me in on all that. But that was what I was told, was that they had kind of shut down non-essential deliveries of stuff. I'm not an online shopper guy. That's not what I am. I'm an old school, old fart, brick and mortar store guy. You know, I like to go to Best Buy, or I like to go to the mall. You know, I like to go to a store and see it and touch it and try it on and put it in my hands and decide if I want to buy it or what have you. So I'm a brick-and-mortar guy all the way. I support brick-and-mortar all the way. I'm not online, by and large. I mean, there are some things that I do online, easy stuff that is like, you know, monthly stuff that I buy, okay? But as far as impulse and stuff like that, I want to be able to get in a car, drive to the mall, and go buy something. And right now, that's just not feasible. Now, I did hear, and maybe, again, some of you can help us confirm this rumor and innuendo, as we like to say, that some of the malls are going to start opening up in the next week or two, that they're going to try to get back to, you know, opening some stores up, and it'll probably be by choice as to what stores decide to open, things like that. But there's some talk about some of the malls opening back up. I hope, because I think people just need some kind of release or, you know, relief. And I've seen pictures all weekend long. Did you see, like, the Silver Comet Trail? How even though the Silver Comet Trail is, like, closed to parking there and everything, people were lining the streets of all the neighborhoods around the Silver Comet Trail, parking in all the neighborhoods. And I told you guys this and gals this, Atlantans are not going to sit home. I mean, there's still a lot of people on the road, relatively speaking. You go to locations and stuff like that. I heard that because they're only letting 10 people in at a time at Home Depot, a lot of the lines at Home Depot were really long. We went to Ace Hardware on Sunday, and while it wasn't a long line or anything to get in, they were letting people in and out, but it was a steady stream of people that were coming in and out of Ace Hardware. And truthfully, that's a little Ace Hardware that is not too far from me that I don't think a lot of people even know about. It's tucked back behind a McDonald's. It's behind a Starbucks and all that. It's not, like, easily seen from the road or anything like that. There's a Waffle House in front of it and everything. So it's not one of those things that's easily seen, but it was still pretty busy. And I didn't go to Home Depot or Lowe's, but I heard that there was a lot of them that had lines and stuff because you could only put 10 people in at a time. Lanterns are going to have a hard time staying home when it's 85 and sunny. Just tough to imagine quarantining or social distancing. What was one of the parks or something like that? I think Mike Bell was talking about Piedmont Park. People still walking around there. There were some things at some of the river parks and stuff like that where they had to break up some of the crowds because people weren't social distancing. I'm telling you, I mean, I get the idea of it, but it's hard to get Atlantans to be convinced to want to do something like that. And finally, Jarvis, the market was actually up on NASDAQ and the Dow, but the old portfolio, because of Boeing and Delta and Carnival Cruise, They took it on the chin. WWE was up a little bit. My tech stock and one of my energy stocks was up a little bit, but whew, another 4% lost today. So hopefully things will start to get back to normal. Yeah, did you have some losses today, Jarvis? Yep. Jarvis was right there with me. Airlines, Carnival Cruise, yeah, they took a little bit of a hit. Listen, I wish the president would stop speaking a little bit, too, because he hasn't helped out the situation either. So, you know, without getting too political, he's not helping either when he's yelling at GM and Ford and everybody else out there, you know, and scaring the people in the market. So, but listen, still up, I think it's 11 to 12%. I'm up overall in the portfolio and having fun. Haven't bought since last week. Maybe I'll put some more money in. I just want to kind of see where the trends are and things like that, but still hanging in there with all of that. All right, when we get back, Pat Dye Jr., he joined Dukes and Bell, of course, NFL player agent. We will get his thoughts as obviously we are headed toward the draft very quickly. No changes for the NFL as far as the draft goes, so that will go right along as scheduled. So we will hear from him who joined Dukes and Bell earlier today. It is the John Chuckery Show coming to you live here on a Monday night, Sports Radio 910 The Game, and on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.